We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Boris Johnson and the Conservatives confound the pollsters and win big yesterday. And Tom Rivers joins us now live from London with an update on the numbers as they stand at this moment. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, John. Yeah, it was expected to be a majority, a smaller majority for the Conservatives, but it turned out to be pretty large. It looks like it's going to be, when all things are sorted out, a couple of them are very, very tight, about a majority, about 80 seats. And that is more than enough than he needs to push his Brexit plan through. He says the withdrawal agreement, he wants that signed off at the end of January, opening up the door to trade discussions with all the countries on the planet, including the U.S.
So was this another Brexit referendum in essence, or
yep,
were there more issues in play here?
That was kind of generally it. The top line was Brexit. After 3 years with Theresa May, the country was so frustrated and pent up, and a lot of the traditional Labour supporters said, let's just get this thing done. We've got a deal. It isn't a very good deal, but it's a deal. And even the Prime Minister said, look, a lot of you people that voted Conservative this time, he says, I understand it. You're parking your vote with me to get this deal done. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you like what I do in 5 years, you'll vote for me again. But he understands it's a marriage of convenience just to get Brexit sorted out and on the road and running.
You know, most of my friends over there don't care for Jeremy Corbyn, who was the Labour leader. I guess he's stepping down now. If Labour had chosen someone other than Jeremy Corbyn, who seems to be personally off-putting to a lot of Brits, would they have been able to make a better run for control of the parliament and then number 10 Downing Street?
Yeah, they had a lot of internal divisions. Same kind of thing the Democrats are going through in America now. Do you want to play safe? Do you want to be a centrist? Mm-hmm. And, you know, probably not move the progressive, if you will, agenda down the road? Or do you want to say, look, let's change the world. Let's get a progressive in there. It's the same thing happening. It has happened here. So you had this split in the Labour Party here. And, you know, some wanted to be, you know, with Corbyn, the Corbynistas. And then you had the throwbacks, the Blairites, who just wanted to be, if you will, Conservative Party politicians, you know, basically on decaf. So that was certainly part of the dynamics, internal squabbles within the Labour Party that led to these results.
And what's the timetable now for Brexit?
It looks like the 31st of Jan that this withdrawal agreement will be signed, sealed, and delivered in Parliament. For today, it looks like in about, as I speak, the Prime Minister is rolling over to Buckingham Palace. Mm. He will have his meeting with the Queen and say, I would like to form the next government. And she will say, yes, that is all right with me. He'll then go back to 10 Downing Street and probably see some live feeds in the States. He will say a few things outside of 10 Downing Street, go inside. And that's it for basically today.
Yeah.
Letting this election kind of settle in and the people getting used to it here.
Now, there's a lot of nuance in British politics. Help me understand why some people are saying the results from yesterday point to a possible Scottish exit. What does that mean?
There has always been, you know, the Scottish always strongly in the referendum 3.5 years ago, were pointing in the direction of staying, remaining in the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
They've always seen, if you will, you hear it in America too. You say, well, you know, what are they doing in Washington? It's got nothing to do with me and, you know, fill in the blank, Kansas. Well, you have the same thing. Scotland is saying, you know, all this stuff happens in London. You guys don't care about us. You only knock on our doors every 4 or 5 years. And they want to remain. And they had a referendum a few years ago, narrowly defeated. it may come around quicker than you think. In a couple of years, they may say, you know what? We don't like this Brexit deal that's been struck. We're going to approach the European Union, and we, Scotland, want to go independent. We want to go back in the European club. And that may actually happen. Watch this space. A lot of politicking along the road before that ever happens, but it would be an interesting thing if it happened.
Yeah, talk about tension. And then to end on, I think, kind of a lighthearted note, I'm looking at some of the video. Who are these kind of whack jobs dressed as Elmo and somebody called Lord Buckethead? What is that all about?
Yeah, we always have these. They're kind of fun little
are they real?
Goofy characters. Yeah, they're real. You get enough supporters and you sign up and you pay your, if you will, entrance fee for your particular constituency and you can run. It was started many, many years ago by an individual by the name of Screaming Lord Such and his monster raving loony party. It's been taken over by a number of other kind of independent groups too.
But and these had, people will actually be seated in Parliament?
No. They just have fun campaigning.
Okay.
Count Buckethead is one of the characters you refer to. He was in Uxbridge, which is the district where the Prime Minister has to be elected, and that's just west of London. And Count Buckethead got 69 votes.
Ah, okay. Well, at least I always think
kind of a joke thing. Yeah.
I figured the Brits are very serious, and then I see something like that, and I'm like, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? So I appreciate you putting that in perspective, Tom Rivers,
it's kind
our international.
Monty Python-esque kind of a thing, John.
Gotcha, exactly. Tom Rivers is live from London for us this morning. Our ABC News international correspondent. Thank you, Tom. We'll come back and we'll check on the roads around Richmond. We'll also see what the weather looks like. Here's a hint: grab an umbrella. That's next. News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.